Ignacy Friedman, the eminent Polish pianist, has something to say about his great compatriot, Chopin. We are sure listeners will be most interested in what this outstanding interpreter and editor of Chopin's works has to tell them. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Friedman.
About 30 years ago, I edited all the works of Chopin. For a long time, the German musical critic was regarded as the decisive one. Because of this, plenty of mistakes were caused in valuing anything which was not German music. For instance, very few people outside England have heard about the English composer Purcell, who, in my opinion, is as great as Bach or Beethoven. The German critic is responsible for this deplorable fact. Owing to the same German critic, a great number of people conceived the wrong idea that Chopin is a drawing room composer. As I pointed out in the foreword to the edition of his works, Chopin was a prophet who anticipated things for the future, which only started to be realized about half a century after his death. In other words, we find in Chopin germs of Wagner, the later Russian school, and Debussy. Chopin has in his palette as many dramatic, epic elements as sentimental and romantic ones, and is an unsurpassable example of what Petronius used to call arbiter elegantiarum. The opinion of the contemporary musical critics on the so-called matter-of-fact music, or rational or constructive music, is in my opinion wrong, false. The fact that Chopin remained unique in his music, that nothing of his musical soul or importance perished after a period of 100 years, and his compositions are gaining understanding and admiration now, all proves that Chopin is more vital than scores of musical messiahs who came and have gone. From the purely pianistic point of view, Chopin revolutionized the entire technique. He discovered and exhausted the modern piano. So Liszt, for example, considered the greatest pianist of his time and composer as well, recreated only a great number of external sounds for piano transcriptions, arranging orchestral works or vocal compositions in piano translation. Full of admiration for the violin technique of Paganini, Liszt rearranged his composition for piano. Chopin, on the other hand, extracts from the piano itself all sounds, aromas, and colors in a masterful, unsurpassable manner. The technique of the modern French composers, such as Debussy or Ravel, is a sort of alloy of the art of old clavecinists and Chopin. The same may be said of Scriabin and Rachmaninoff in Russia and Szymanowski in Poland. Chopin is essentially Polish in his art of composition, not only because he wrote mazurkas and polonaises, but also because his Polish spirit dominates his ballads, preludes, scherzos, or etudes. It is worth mentioning that the form of nocturne and its romantic flavor is the invention of the Irish composer John Field, who greatly influenced Chopin until the medium period of Chopin's activity.